From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. A bill that would give the White House expedited authority to enter into a Pacific Rim trade agreement is on its way to the president's desk for his signature. The Senate passed the measure today, along with a bill to assist workers hurt by trade agreements. As NPR's Elsa Chang reports, pairing the two bills was essential for Democratic support.
It was a bumpy ride, but now it's done. The bill heading to the White House will give Congress the right to hold up or down votes on a massive trade deal with 11 other Pacific Rim countries, but the legislation won't allow Congress to amend that deal. The measure was popular among Republicans and was a top priority for the president, even though most of his own party opposed the bill. To secure votes from Democrats, Republican leaders had to throw their support behind a related bill their party does not like. That measure would provide training and other benefits to workers who lose their jobs because of trade agreements. Now, both pieces of the puzzle are falling into place. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
A Bible study is underway tonight at the Mother Emanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, where a gunman shot and killed 9 church members at a Bible study a week ago. NPR's David Shaper reports the church has improved security, and city officials are taking steps to prevent protesters from disrupting funeral services.
A truck for a Charleston security company that installs video cameras, alarms, and other systems was parked behind Emanuel AME before the Bible study. Bobby Rankins, the head of security for the AME Church nationally, is also here. But he wouldn't say exactly how security is being improved at the historic black church.
All I'm going to say is everything will be fine. We've got security pieces in place, so all will be well.
Rankin says the church is not expecting protesters at any of the victims' wakes and funerals, but the cities of Charleston and North Charleston are. Both city councils passed emergency ordinances prohibiting protest activity near funeral and burial services for the next 60 days. David Shaper, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.
Boston Marathon bomber Jahar Tsarnaev has been sentenced formally to death, telling the court today he's sorry. But survivor Lynn Julian, in a press conference held outside the court after the sentencing, said the apology was hollow.
I regret having ever wanted to hear him speak because what he said showed no remorse, no regret, and no empathy for what he's done to our lives.
The 2013 bombings left 3 people dead and more than 260 people wounded. Wall Street lower by the closing bell today. The Dow down 178 points. It's nearly 1%, ending at 17,966. The Nasdaq down 37 points, stand at 5,122. The S&P 500 down 15 points, ending the day at 2,108. This is NPR. Still no deal between Greece and its creditors as Eurozone finance ministers ended talks today with no agreement. They plan to meet again tomorrow on Greece's proposals to avoid a default. Athens is proposing tax hikes, but its creditors are demanding spending cuts. Greece has until the end of the month to make a payment on its bailout loan. A new report links the top brass in Colombia's U.S.-backed military to massacres. The Human Rights Watch report claims that many officers who condoned the killings have been promoted rather than punished. John Otis reports.
Between 2002 and 2008, Colombian soldiers killed more than 3,000 civilians, then claimed they were Marxist guerrillas. They did so to run up the body count and receive promotions. Jose Miguel Vivanco of Human Rights Watch calls it one of the worst episodes of mass atrocity in the Western Hemisphere in recent years. Although hundreds of soldiers have been convicted, their commanding officers have largely escaped prosecution. Among them, the report says, are the current heads of the Colombian Army and the overall commander of the armed forces. For NPR News, I'm John Otis, Bogota, Colombia.
President Obama says the U.S. is not targeting communications in France. The president spoke with French President François Hollande after reports that America spied on France. Those revelations came from WikiLeaks over NSA intercepts of conversations involving Hollande and 2 of his predecessors between the years 2006 and 2012. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.